Good morning, beloved. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we read, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." That insight from the Apostle Peter draws heavily on the image of how Jesus Christ would suffer on the cross and atone for all of our sins, as he is portrayed in the book of Isaiah, written hundreds of years before Peter witnessed his master and his friend die. I wonder how people, though, have heard, "By his wounds you have been healed." Specifically, today, as we think about the people of Swaziland, where 26 to 40% of all adults are HIV positive. The life expectancy in some parts is as low as 32 years old. Many times households are led by orphans, with the oldest sibling being the parental figure. Christianity has been made known in this area for about 160 years, according to this study, with 25% of the population being worshipers of Jesus. Today, we are praying for the deliverance of this small country from sin itself. And then, additionally praying that God would heal them physically. God, we do pray for our brothers and sisters that have seen their family members die. We pray that you would comfort them with the assurance that your word declares that Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, was slain for them. We pray that they would put their hope and trust not in other agencies, not in pharmaceutical interventions, not even in good agricultural trade, but we pray that they would put their trust and their hope and the one who entrusted himself to him who judges justly. We pray that their confidence would be in the cross, that they would die to sin and live to righteousness. God, we are praying that their wounds, whether they are physical maladies or spiritual iniquities, you in your grace would apply the Holy Spirit so that there would be great rejoicing in the midst of South Africa. For there would be people who were saying, "We were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls." Holy and awesome God, please do that awesome work that only you can do. Blessed be your great name. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.